Well, we're blessed. Thanks to BL Shipway, Augusta is golf's Disneyland. The Masters green jacket, probably the most sought-after prize you can get. I think just to be there is absolute bucket list. And our good cobber, Graham Stubby Corns, is living my dream, my bucket list. Stud, welcome from Augusta.
That's exactly what it is, Rowie. It's a dream. I just walked in the gates and I really just couldn't believe it. It's a bit overwhelming, to be quite honest.
I saw a photo of an airstrip with 1,500 private jets lined up on it. Do you walk in and go, oh, my God?
Well, I did. The Augusta Airport is quite small, like really quite small. And you pull up in these planes and there's all these private jets lined up. That's quite amazing. But then you actually walk onto the course and it's, apart from the crowds, it's not that much different except the sheer beauty of it. It is a beautiful, beautiful place. But things really impact on you, like when you go to the Melbourne Cup to Morphettville, the big Adelaide Cup day, the corporate area is a big fancy marquee. Well, these corporate areas, these hospitality suites are actual houses. You've got no idea the wealth in terms of the hospitality and the catering. Phil Scott, Adam's father, who's the Mad Nord Barracker Rowie.
Oh, wow.
He took me into the Rolex, he called it the Rolex suite. Well, it's a Rolex house, basically a little house, and everything's laid on. So look, I said, hang on, this is not quite me, but it was amazing to see.
Is it like being on a college campus, Cornsy?
Well, the buildings are very old school. I mean, even this media centre, which you really have to see to believe, it's new, but it looks like it's built out of traditional stone. It does look like, those old college buildings. The media centre is just something else. We all work in the media. You've never seen anything like it. It's like a big movie theatre with all these little cubicles with two monitors on it and access to everything. And you look down out of the big window down the practice fairway, the guys are hitting, hitting golf balls at you, almost landing them to the front window. So it's really quite mind-blowing.
How did you get accreditation, Stan?
Graham Agars, who I interviewed, and he's got number one car park. I walked in and there's a car park with a big sign of G. Agars. And he got that because of his 40 years of media report. And plus he worked here. He gave me the link to apply and I applied it. It got knocked back the first time, but then the advertiser wrote a request for me and they accepted me. So it was a big thrill, to be quite honest. There's a million people. You've got no idea how big the car park is, how many people around, the traffic jam to get in. So it's mind-blowing. I sound like I might be raving, but
I can hear the skip of the joy in your voice. Who are you going to follow around? Who do you need to see?
I had a look at Rory McIlroy today, but all the interest is in Tiger Woods. Is everybody, but everyone's follow him. I was writing a column today for the Sunday Mail, so I didn't get out quite as much. But tomorrow I'll go and sit down by the Amen Corner where all those tricky little shots are. They hold the water, and that's where all the excitement is. So I'll wander around like a true golf fan tomorrow.
Are you allowed to wander around willy-nilly, Cornsy, or are there certain areas you're only allowed to be in?
Well, it's all clearly defined. You're roped off. You can't take a phone in. You can't take a camera in. So they're very, very strict on that. They could on the practice days, like Tuesday, Wednesday, and we're here for those days. Here when Greg Norman walked in, created a bit of a ruckus. So they're very, very strict on that, on how you behave. So, but they're really polite people, really well-behaved and really quite well presented too, the way they dress. And sophisticated golf crowd, I would have thought.
Well, what are they saying, that Greg Norman's not? I mean, what was the ruckus over that? The lift T-shirt?
He wasn't invited last year, and he wasn't invited this year, so he bought a regular ticket. And he just came in and wandered around with the crowd and soaking up all the adulation. He had a ticket. He had a ticket to get in, but he didn't get invited, so typical Australian fashion said, well, bugger you, I'm coming in.
How many would you take to go around? Would you crack 100?
I doubt it. It's just got I watched Rory McIlroy, his drive went, it looked like it looked like 500 metres away to me.
Wow.
I was where the ball landed, but my God, they hit it so far. It would have taken me three hits to get to where he hit one, so and they're, the fairways are tight. I don't know. And I'd lose so many balls. But I'd love to have a crack at it. They have a raffle for the media guys to draw. If your number comes out, you can have a, you have a hit around on the Monday, but I have to leave on the Monday, unfortunately. Okay. So I would have put my, I'd be a bit intimidated by it, to be quite honest.
Hey, Cornsy, there was a par three where some of the players played with their sons and daughters and the like. Did you get a look at that? That looks sensational.
I did. It's just so cute. Adam Scott played his daughter Bo, she not carried his bag, and it was was really interesting because 20 odd years ago when he had his first gig here, his dad Phil caddied for him. But there was, it's really quite casual. The tiniest little kids running and jumping and playing in the bunkers, the sand bunkers, like building sand cabinets. Yeah, they love that. And of course, they set it up so it's a bit easier. There were quite a few hole in one, so that was pretty exciting. But that's the more casual, relaxed side of it.
The city itself, it's only 200,000 population. I mean, this must be, they must get overwhelmed by what happens, you know, this time every year.
Well, that's the thing. It's not a particularly big city. There's a Hooters. I wasn't allowed to go to Hooters. But but it's been pretty busy now. I was actually looking for some live music, because I could say, look, you know, I'm from Australia. But I was singing a band.
Hey, who are you there with?
A couple of guys from the golf club. And Michael Noble. Michael Noble is an architect. He came over here a few years ago, and he won a draw which allowed him to buy tickets every year. So they're impossible to get these tickets, but he gets them every year. And I said to him, jokingly, I said, look, take me to Augusta and I'll take you to the grand final. And he took me up on it. He said, well, that's a good deal. It was an ordeal to get here because we missed our connecting flight from Melbourne, had to then overnight in Charlotte, and then flew down the next day, and we just got a Airbnb, a house about 7 miles out, which has got, it's the accommodation goes through the roof because everything, and they jack the prices up, of course.
Hey, Cords, have you seen any celebrities? Anybody that's gone past, you've gone, oh, hello?
Let me think. Did I see any celebrities? I had, I was in James Sutherland from, James Sutherland was in the, where we've interviewed a couple of the players. A couple of the golfers, Ian Baker Finch, we had the chat, the real journalists are here, so I sort of tagged along with him. Mike Warner, of course, who did the big expose on the drug. I'm sitting right next to him, and he's a good guy. He's tough. He's a typical tough journalist. And, he does it. He calls a spade a spade.
If you see Happy Gilmore, say good day to him for me.
Say hello. He said hello. Didn't he tell you to nick off?
Yeah, he did. Hey, Stud, before you go, thanks to BL Shipway, and thanks for giving us your time, because you are at Augusta. Yeah. God, Crows are taking on Carlton tomorrow. Are we a chance?
Yep. I looked at the team. I said Sam Walsh is back for Carlton. I thought, oh, that's done. A couple of changes. I thought the changes for the Crows made were pretty good, but I can't see them. I can't say they've got the talent. The only way they can do it is make the contest fierce enough, long enough for four quarters and a little bit. Get a lucky break with the umpiring, get a lucky break with the bounce of the ball. That's the only way. Carlton look too strong to me, particularly with Sam Walsh back. I can't tip them with any I tip them with hope, but not with any rational confidence.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, enjoy yourself. Thanks for your time. I know you want to thank BL Shipway.
Yeah, I've got to thank Shipway. I didn't get a chance to ring him before I went. I hope he didn't think I deserted him. But for all things hydraulic, BL Shipway, Morford Road there, great facility, plenty of parking for all your hydraulic needs.
Well done. Graham Studley Corns at Augusta, living all of our dreams. Stay safe. We'll see you when you get home, Stud.
Thanks, boys.